Rupert Murdoch may have prevailed in his effort to buy the Wall Street Journal and the company that owns it. The Journal's website reports that its CEO, Robert Zanino, met with Murdoch yesterday, and they agreed in principle to accept Murdoch's $5 billion offer made back in April. Later today, the full Dow Jones board will vote on it. Dow Jones is the company that owns the Wall Street Journal. And we're going to talk about this with NPR's David Folkenflik. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So if the CEO agrees to the deal, does that mean there is a deal?
Getting close, Steve, getting awfully close. The Dow Jones board, as you say, is going to meet later today, according to the Journal's own report, to consider this. And it seems quite likely that will be accepted by the board. But the real question is the Bancroft family, sort of the descendants, three dozen folks, represents the descendants of the guy who took over the Journal a century ago. They control about 64% of the voting stock. And this is very key because the shareholders get to vote in the marketplace democracy and figure out what they want. They have been very resistant. There are schisms within the family, but very resistant to the idea of Rupert Murdoch owning the Wall Street Journal as well as its sister publications.
I assume price is not the issue here.
Well, Murdoch offered, a tremendous premium over what the company was valued at before he came along. It was in the mid-30s of dollars per share. He offered $60 per share, $5 billion. That's an incredible premium. So you had a lot of investors who are raring to go. Even so, there was some effort by Mr. Zanino and others to try to eke out a little bit of additional bump on the price. But Murdoch held firm. He said, hey, this is my offer. I'm sticking to it.
So that hasn't changed. The big issue, though, the bigger issue perhaps, was editorial control, whether Rupert Murdoch was going to get to hire and fire editors at the Wall Street Journal, whether or not he was going to change the content of that paper of which the Bancroft family is very proud.
That's right. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is obviously one of the exemplars of American journalism, and there's been a strong, proud history of editorial independence. Rupert Murdoch comes from an Australian and British tradition where there's more of a tradition of editorial dependence. In his prestigious papers, he's been willing to give a little more leeway to places like the Times of London. But even so, it's been at times charged with strong support that he has meddled both to support his political, ideological conservative beliefs, but also his financial interests in both Britain and the U.S.
Well, okay, what's changed here? He made this initial offer. The family said no way, or a number of family members said no way, never to Rupert Murdoch. The price hasn't changed a lot. What has changed, if anything, in this offer that would make it possible for the family to accept it now?
Well, what's changed is time and momentum. The non-Bancroft family investors almost uniformly are in favor of this deal. After all, Dow Jones stock has languished. It's been suffering a lot of the same problems with the rest of the newspaper industry. And Dow Jones management itself has not enabled the company to lift up above the rest of the rest of that sector. The second thing is Murdoch's made very clear, hey, this offer isn't indefinite. It's not going to go on forever. You either have to take my $5 billion or I'm going to walk away. And the rest of the investors are wondering, are we ever going to get a premium for our investments?
How do the Journal's reporters and editors feel about the prospect of Rupert Murdoch owning them? Well, let's not say owning them, owning the newspaper where they work.
Perhaps. And owning their parent company. There's a deep streak of cynicism, skepticism, and concern among many of the reporters and editors to whom I've spoken about this. At the same time, Murdoch has promised he would invest in the Wall Street Journal rather than slash it. A lot of other possible corporate owners might do the reverse, given the difficulties of the industry.
David, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
That's NPR's David Folkenflik speaking with us on This Morning after we have learned that there's an agreement in principle to sell the Wall Street Journal to Rupert Murdoch.